Hari Om, we are doing the second half of Laghu Nyasa. Last week, we had done the first half, where we had talked about the three aspects of Lord Shiva, the Ek Rupa, Sarva Rupa, and Nirupa. Ek Rupa is the one form of Lord Shiva that we know, as we had chanted in the beginning, Shuddha Sphatika Sankasham, Trinetram, Panchavatrakam, etc. So the one form of Lord Shiva that we know as the one with the blue neck, with the three-eyed, with the snakes on his body and bhasma, and the compassionate one. And then we had studied the Vishwarupa, Sarva-vyapinam Ishanam, Rudram Vai Vishwarupinam. He is the Vishwarupa. The entire universe is a manifestation of that Lord Shiva. And then we had talked about the various devatas of the various aspects of the body, Prajanane Brahma Tishtatu, Padayor Vishnu Tishtatu. So may Vishnu be in my feet, may Lord Shiva be in my hands, may Indra be in my shoulders and my strength, my muscles, Agni in my stomach, etc. And then the devotee internalizes where he says, Agnirme vachi shritaha vak hridaye hridayam mayi aham amrite amritam brahmani. So fire is in my speech, speech is in my heart, which means the intellect. The heart is in me, and I am that amrita, I am that immortal Brahman, and so on. And Vayurme Prane Shritaha, may Vayu be in my pranas, pranas in my heart, heart in me, and I am that infinite Brahman. And then we had studied about the various aspects of the mantra. Aghor Rishihi Anushtup Chandaha, the Rishi is Aghora, the Chanda is Anushtupa, and Shri Samba Sada Shiva Prasada Siddhyarthe Jape Viniyogaha. This chanting is done to invoke the blessings of Mother Amba and Sada Shiva. And then the various Karanyasa and Anganyasa was done. So Om Agnihotratmane Angushtabhyam Namaha. So in my thumb, Agnihotra, Darshapurnamasatmane, Tarjani Bhyam Namaha, Chaturmasyatmane, Madhyamabhyam Namaha. So each my thumb and each of my fingers were divinized by chanting, invoking the appropriate devas. And then each of them was invoked in different parts of the body. Agnihotratmane, Hridayaye, Namaha, Chaturmasyatmane, Shikhaye, Vashata, and so on. So all aspects of my body and my hand are all divinized by chanting this mantra, which appears in the which appears in the Yajurveda, the Shukla, the Krishna, the Yajurveda, it appears. Now we'll talk about the formless aspect of Lord Shiva, which is the Dhyanam. Apa tala nabhasthalanta, I'll just go word by word. Word apa tala nabhasthala antabhuvana. So apa tala means from patala, from the lowest worlds. Nabha up to space, sthala anta bhuvan brahmanda, until the entire cosmos, the 14 worlds and way beyond, extends this Lord Shiva, which is Ma, which makes this visfura jyotihi, which makes this light of consciousness. So Shiva is the light of consciousness that pervades all these 14 worlds, brahmanda, and goes beyond. And Sphatika is like that crystal, just as the crystal is takes on the color of the object, blue cloth or red flower, but itself does not get affected. So Shiva is the consciousness, the Atma within, which appears to take on the characteristic of the Panchakoshas, but actually is not affected. Linga, linga means the entire linga, the entire egg form. what the Shivaling we see is half, and the half of it is underneath, below. So Linga represents that total. So the entire cosmos is in the form of a Linga. That's what the masters say. And Maurli, and in his, on his head is shining Vilasat, Purna Indu, the full moon. And what is it doing? Vantaha Amritaihi. It is from the moon are arising all these nectarine rays, this beautiful rays, Asto Kaplut. It is overflowing with all this glory and beauty and light of consciousness. And Ekam Isham Anisham. So one Lord, Ekam Isham, which who is Anisham, who is has no higher Lord than him. That one Lord who is the supreme, there is no higher than him. Rudra Anuvaka. Anuvaka means by constant repetition, Japan, by constant chanting of the name of the Lord, and Dhyaye, and meditating upon this Lord. What do we get? Deep Siddha Siddhaye. We get all the four Purusharthas. Generally, in this world, people look for Artha and Kama, wealth and sense pleasures. Very few people look for Dharma, that may I acquire these in a righteous way. Dharma, may I acquire wealth and sense pleasures in the right way. But the moksha, the fourth one, is very rare, and very few people want moksha. So chanting and remembering the Lord will give us all the four Purusharthas, and will Deepsit Siddhaya, and will, what else it will give us? Dhruva Padam. Because Dhruva means the Lord is said to be Dhruva, unmoving, which is immutable, unchanging. And that pada we will get means we'll become one with the Lord. And who is the one who chants? Vipra. Pra means one who knows. Vipra means one who knows very well. So a wise person, Abhishinche, he will worship the Lord by sprinkling water on the Shivaling. Abhishinche Shivam. And who is this Shiva? Now we will talk about the 11 Rudras, the manifestation of Lord Shiva in 11 Rudras. And how do they manifest? Brahmanda Vyapta Deha. The body is pervading the entire universe and beyond. Basita Himarucha. And there is, on these Rudras, there is the Bhasma, and which is shining like snow. Bhasamana Bhujangaihi, and decorated by snakes. This reminds me of a story. Appaya Dikshita was a great Shaivite saint, and he was visiting Lord Nataraja's temple in Chidambaram called Kanaka Sabha. The room was made of gold, and there he saw the Lord being bathed with the Panchamrita, and then by cold water, and then by Chandan, which is also very cooling. And he composed this beautiful hymn where it says that, O Lord, in your head is the ice-cold Ganga, which arises from your head. And then there is the cooling crescent moon, which gives cooling rays. And then your hands, feet, your whole body are covered by snakes, who are also cold-blooded creatures. And on your left side is the daughter of Himalaya, Parvatiji himself, whose heart is cool with compassion for the devotees, and you are in the mountains, which are cold. And you are being bathed by Chandan. You are being bathed by Chandan sandalwood, which is very cooling. So how can you stay warm? It is impossible. You must be freezing. So I have one suggestion. Oh Lord, come and stay in my heart, because my heart is burning with all unfulfilled desires. And that is the only place you can keep warm. So here we see the devotee asking the Lord to stay in his heart, not for the devotee's sake, but for the Lord's sake. Very interesting way of worshipping Bhagavan. And then Kante Kala, and his neck was black, dark, blue, due to the swallowing of the poison with which he saved the earth. And it is also said poison should stay in the neck, not go to the heart or not go to our brain. and that is the meaning of Kanthe Kala. Kaparda Kalita Shashikala, and his braided hair are decorated with this Shashikala, with the various aspects of the moon. And Chanda Ko Danda Hastaha, it is, these Rudras are always carrying bow and arrow to destroy evil, to destroy the demons. And same way, Bhagwan Sri Ramchandra Ji is also said to be Chanda Ko Danda Hastaha, is always carrying the bow and arrows. Then Trayaksha, three eyes of Lord Shiva. This one left represents the sun, the right the moon, and then the middle eye represents the eye of wisdom or knowledge. And Rudra Aksha Mala, Rudraksha are the beads which are said to be the tears of Lord Shiva. When he sheds tears out of compassion, they become Rudraksha. And that's why devotees of Lord Shiva always wear the Rudraksha Mala. And what does these 11 Rudras, when you meditate on them, what do they manifest? Prakatita Vibhavaha. They manifest all the glories, Shambhava, all the happiness, and Murti Bheda, and they destroy the demons, destroy all the negatives, negativities in our heart. And this Rudra Sukta, chanting of this Rudram, Prakatita Vibhava, manifests all the glories. And to us, Naf Prayachantu Saukhyam, may it grant us happiness, bliss. And then, Om Gana Naam Tva Ganapati Gum Hava Mahe Kavim Kavi Naam Upamashra Vastamam Jeshta Rajam Brahma Naam Brahma Naspata Ana Shrunvan Nuti Bhisi Dasadanam Om Shri Maha Ganapataye Namaha. Om Gana Naam Tva Ganapati Gam. So you are the Lord of all the Ganas. As Swamiji had explained last week, Ganas are the followers of Lord Shiva. But Lord Shiva accepts everybody who has been rejected by society. Ghosts, goblins, people with one arm missing or a nose missing or a one eye missing. And all those are called Lord Shiva's Ganas. He also accepts, you know, the Bhasma, the cremation ground, and so on. And Ganpati is the Lord of all the Ganas. And Ganpati himself, his body is human and the head is elephant. So he is the Lord of all the Ganas. Hava Mahe, we worship that Lord Ganpati, who is Kavim Kavi Nam, who is the Kavi of all the Kavis. Kavis here means the knowers of truth. And oh Lord Ganpati, you are the supreme knower of truth. Upamashravastamam means the highest, the best. And Jeshta Rajam, he is the best Lord to be worshipped. Brahmanam Brahmanaspata, of all the Brahmanas, you are the supreme Lord of prayer. Also, it means you are the supreme consciousness who has appeared in the form of Ganpati. And A means Pranava Roop. Oh, you are the Pranava Roop. Naha Shrunvannuti Bihi. So listen to our prayers. We are chanting the prayers for you. Please listen to our prayers, our hymns, and see the sadhanam. Oh, please sit beside us. Om Shri Maha Ganapataye Namaha. This prostration is to the Lord Ganpati. Now we'll do the Shanti part. Shanchame, Mayaschame, Priyanchame, and all that. So Shanchame means may there be happiness in my life, prosperity. Maya means completeness. Mayaschame, Maya and Cha. Maya means wholeness, completeness. Priyam Chame means may I be dear to others and may others be dear to me. Anukama means all my desires, according to my desires, my diskamas chame, my desires may be fulfilled. Saumanas chame means may my mind be peaceful, may my mind be calm, may my mind be contented because of benevolence. May I share things with others. Bhadram means everything, may it be auspicious. We used to say, we chant Bhadram Karne Bhishnunuyam Deva Bhadram Pashe, and so on. So may I hear what is auspicious, may I see what is auspicious, and may all auspicious things happen to me. Shreyaschame, may Shreyas. May I not only get Prayas, because in Kathopanishad, they talk about Shreyas and Prayas. Prayas is I get what I like. Shreya is I get what is good for me and good for the whole world. So that is called Praya. That is called Shreya. May I have Shreya, not Praya. Vasyascha may means may everybody be under my control. Control not in a negative way, but may I have the ability to inspire others to do better. And Yasha, and may I have good fame. And Bhaga, Bhaga means all honor. May all honor come to me. And Dravinan means all the wealth. Drava means the five elements. So may all the material prosperity come to me. Yanta means driver. So means may I find a guru who drives me, who takes me higher. And Dharta, may, and Dharta means may I have always your support, O Lord. Bhagwan, may you be my support. And Kshema, Kshema is to preserve. So Bhagwan Shri Krishna in the Gita says, Yoga Kshema Vahamyaham. So I bring yoga and kshema to my devotees. So yoga is to give them what they do not have, and kshema is to preserve it. So, O Lord, may I not only get things, but please help me to preserve them. And dhriti, dhriti means may I have fortitude, may I have the ability to withstand life's difficulties. And Vishwa, Vishwam Chame means may the whole world be mine. Does not mean may I possess the whole world. May I see myself in the whole world and the whole world in me. So may I see the oneness. And Maha, Maha means honor. May I have honor and respect. Samvit Chame means may I be inclusive. May I include everybody in my efforts. And Nyatram, Nyatram means may I have the ability to understand the Vedas and to share this knowledge. Sushchame, Su means may I have efficiency, the ability to work hard. Prasu means, Prasushchame means the ability to create. One is of course the ability to procreate, but here also means the creative ability to create new things and share them with others. Siran Chame, Siran, Siram is the cattle. So in the olden days, cattle were the wealth. So may I have that. And Layaschame, Layaschame means may I, my mind go into Laya. May I sit for meditation and my mind at that moment become still, go into Laya, and may I just be filled with Bhagwan Shiva alone. And Ritan Chame, Ritan means, Ritam means truth. So may my life be truthful, my actions be truthful, my speech be truthful, and may I know the ultimate truth through my studies. And Amritam Chame, Amritam means immortality. Does not mean I will live forever. It means that may I go beyond this mortal body to realize my immortal self. Ayakshman, Ayakshmam Chame means may I do things that promote my health. So eat right, drink right, may the right things come to me to promote my health. And Anama Yachame, may I not get any of the illnesses. That's why they say Sthire Rangaihi Stushtu Vagam Sastanubihi Vyashema Deva Hitai Yadayuhu. So whatever life I have, O Lord, may I use that in your service. Jiva Tushchame means may I have a good life. And Dirga Yutvam Chame means may I have a long life. Whatever life I have, it should be good. It should be for your service, Lord. And Anamitram Chame means may I not have any enemies, and may nobody consider me as enemy, and may I not consider anybody else as enemy. And Abhayam Chame, Abhayam means may I have fearlessness. Fearlessness comes from two ways. One is if I'm doing the right thing, then I am fearless. The second way fearlessness is when I don't see any other. Fear only comes from another person or another being. But if there is, if I don't see anyone, then I'm not afraid of myself. So to see the oneness in the world is true fearlessness. Sugam Chame means may I always follow the right path. And may my path be good. Shayanan chame, may I have good sleep? Good sleep comes when the mind is quiet and calm. Susha chame, susha means may I have vitality, may I have energy. And sudhinan chame, and my days be filled with goodness. All my days be good. And then we end with Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. We chant Shanti three times. One is for Adi Daivik, all the divine forces. May they be kind to me. Adi Daivik, Adi Bhautik, may my surroundings be peaceful. And then Adhyatmik, and my mind also be peaceful. So here we end Laghu Nyasa. Thank you very much. Hari Om.